Okay, so welcome to McElroy Miracles Free Conference Call. The information provided on this afternoon's conference call is not intended as health advice nor as a replacement for your physician, nutritionist, or health professional advisor. If you have a health condition, please seek the appropriate medical attention. McElroy Miracles Free Conference Calls is the sole effort of myself via Cushy and is not affiliated with any group, institution, or organization. They are offered as a free service to celebrate humanity in general and specifically the lives of wonderful individuals on their journey through healing and life. If you would like to share your own story, then please contact me via, that's spelled P-H-I, like Philip, P-H-I-Y-A. And my email is phiyak@gmail.com. I do accept donations to help continue this effort. Donations are not tax deductible. They're to me to continue the website and the effort it takes to make and arrange and schedule of the calls and so on. To make a donation, you can visit my website at www.phiyakushi.com and click on the link that says donate. Today's call is being recorded and will be posted on the website afterwards for the benefit of those who miss it. The call is in the following format. Today's call is a question and answer session and is not in the same format as previous calls where we'd have where we would have a guest speaker share his or her story. And depending on how many people are on this call, I may leave all the lines unmuted. If there's too much background noise, then I will mute everyone and ask everyone to press 5-star on their phones if they wish to ask a question or make a comment. When you're selected, please speak. Please introduce yourself. First name is fine, or if you don't wish to say your name, that's okay too. But at least say where you're calling from. If you do not wish to stay, we will continue this question and answer format for the whole time during the call, which is until 4 p.m. today. My name is Fia Cushy. I am your host. And I am the third son of Michio and Novelin Cushy, macrobiotic and natural foods pioneers. I have lived and spent my whole life working involved in macrobiotics from food companies, restaurants, bookstores, and educational efforts. From 1997 to 2003, I was the director of the Cushy Institute. And since then, I travel and teach and counsel people on macrobiotics. I also promote macrobiotics online. I am on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/Phiya, P-H-I-Y-A. I make a lot of announcements on there, too. My life focus is to build healthy, happy, and peaceful communities locally and globally in an effort to carry on and realize my parents' dream of one peaceful world. Using the latest communication technologies, Macrobiotic Miracles is one of my latest endeavors in making this happen. Tomorrow night, join us to meet our featured guest, Christina Perrello. Christina is the Emmy Award-winning host of the television series Christina Cooks, which has aired on over 150 national public television stations nationwide and in 50 foreign countries on Discovery Health and Create TV. She and her husband Robert publish a bi-monthly newsletter, Living the Well Life, and together operate Christina Trips, a travel company specializing in healthy vacations to exotic destinations. Christina has written 5 cookbooks, including the best-selling Cooking the Whole Foods Way, which was recently named the healthiest cookbook of the decade by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Other publications include Cook Your Way to the Life You Want, Glow, a prescription for radiant health and beauty, and Christina Cooks, Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Whole Foods But Were Afraid to Ask, and This Crazy Vegan Life, or Vegan Life. Christina is currently at work on her 6th book, I'm Mad as Hell and I'm Not Going to Eat It Anymore, to be published in May of 2011. She is also a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and columnist for New Visions magazine. But before all of this, Christina recovered from terminal leukemia through macrobiotics, which got her on this path, wonderful path of sharing everything about food. Tomorrow night, she will share with us her story. Join us then at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night, Monday, at Michael Reich Miracles Free Conference Call, same phone number. Okay, so this call is being recorded, and welcome to those who just joined. Let's begin. I'm leaving the lines unmuted, so feel free, you can speak up any time. If there is too much background noise, then I will mute everybody, and then at that time, you can press 5-star on your phone to notify me that you wish to say something. But for now, the lines are open and unmuted, and everybody can hear everyone else. So let's begin. And welcome. And before you speak, just if you would just say your name, or at least say where you're calling from. So thank you. If there are any questions that you have. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could elaborate on the subject of fish oil, which I understand is concentrated, and so I was wondering about if a person's condition is deficient.
Yes.
And I read, I think, in Kushi's book that it was okay to take it for a few months if your condition is deficient for maybe several months, but I'm not clear as to how long and what the detrimental effects would be.
Well,
can you take this?
Yes. I mean, do you feel that you are deficient? Did somebody tell you that, or is that?
Well, I have osteopenia.
Oh, okay. Yes, go ahead.
Well, my counselor recommended this supplement.
Okay.
But I am not feeling easy about.
Have you been taking it and not?
Yes.
And it doesn't, you don't feel good.
D69. Well, I'm just not sure. How long do you, a lot of people are saying that it's too constant.
Go ahead, yes. We'll hear that every time somebody new joins the conference.
But some people say it's, yeah, I mean, yeah, some people say it's too concentrated. But then I guess if your body is deficient, then you need to take something, but for how long?
Okay. Well, I don't want to overstep the bounds of another counselor, but in generally speaking, I myself my perspective on the whole issue would be that I would prefer that if you do need fish, that you rather take the fish itself instead of the oil. But fish itself, you don't need a lot of in general. Fish, I think once a week is sufficient. Twice a week, maybe. But in addition, eating plenty of greens, especially for other things that are high in calcium and other nutrients. The problem with that I think with eating fish and fish oils in general is, or with all animal foods, is that animal foods in general are more on the what we'd call it on the yang side, and in general, it's not good to eat young animal food on a regular basis. It's better to reduce that and eat more grains and vegetables and greens and root vegetables, and because that's what we're designed for. And as far as being deficient temporarily, you know, I think if your deficiency doesn't get solved in the matter of 3 months, then you should stop it. at most. I mean, it should be resolved in a matter of 2 weeks. But if it doesn't get resolved in a matter of 3 months, then it's definitely you don't need it. You need to find something else that's going on. And to me, eating, you know, just sticking with basic plant food, macrobiotic, whole grain-based with variety is really all you need, including sea vegetables and greens and so forth. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
May I, may someone else contribute here?
Yes. Please, go ahead.
I just have a question. When you say osteopenia, what was the deficiency? Were you told you had a vitamin D3 deficiency?
The doctor didn't say. He just diagnosed me with osteopenia and osteoarthritis in my spine.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to let you know that you're not alone. I mean, I think a lot of I just came back from a macrobiotic camp that I go to and have been going to for the last 7 years, and a number of us voiced the same recent diagnosis, as a lot of us are getting to be baby boomer age or whatever,
right.
And getting I personally had a physical right before I went off regular insurance into Medicare because I didn't know what Medicare would pay for. So I wanted a clear bill of health and just to see where I was. I don't go to doctors very often. And they found a very low number as far as vitamin D3. I don't even know what the numbers mean, but normal numbers, they would like you to be between 40 and 50, and mine was 12. And another gentleman at the camp also had been given the same osteopenia thing, which really all that means is that you're at risk for osteoporosis, osteopenia. And I think this is based on medical tests and blood tests that physicians are doing, and then they get, you know, what they're supposed to say if you fall in between certain levels. And we are both advised to take enormous levels of calcium and vitamin D3 as a supplement. And I, you know, most of us in macrobiotics try not to do supplements. You try to find out what it is that you're lacking and go there. And another person at the camp was like a pharmacist, and they had noticed that they were getting a lot of increased prescriptions for this. So this is obviously a new thing that they're hitting with, you know, with people. This, and part of it is that none of us go out in the sun anymore. You know, everybody's worried about, you know, getting cancer and getting too much sun. But the sun is what helps your body, if I'm not mistaken, you know, manifest the vitamin D. So some people at camp were telling you, you know, just go out in the sun, you know, every day for half an hour, an hour, and even walk in the sun. That's even better, because then your body is, you know, I think synergistically able to take the benefit of the vitamin D more. And so, you know, I went to a Whole Foods or a natural supplement store and got raw vegan vitamin D and calcium, but taking the quantity they wanted us to take, I think 50,000 units a week, or I don't know, a lot a week, and it just, my stomach was constantly messed up, and I said, okay,
right,
this just doesn't feel natural. So I've been trying to be vigilant about being out in the sun and getting the sun and walking in the sun, and I'm going to take some supplements for a few months, but not the amount that they wanted me to, because it just, my body isn't tolerating it well. It's just, you know, it's an overreaction, I think. But anyway, that's just, you know, it's apparently this is a new thing that doctors are now diagnosing, and part of it is, you know, less of us are spending any time out of doors and getting that natural input. So,
yeah.
You know, ask your doctor if it was the vitamin D that he found in his diagnosis that was, you know, that was the causal effect for him saying osteopenia.
Yes, wonderful. Thanks for contributing that. Definitely go outside if you can. If you have a garden, spend time in your garden. Go, or if not, go for walks. Do that regularly. I mean, our modern lifestyle has become so comfortable and so convenient that it's actually making us lazy and making us weaker. So definitely go outside and be active and do things. That's great advice. Thank you for sharing that. Welcome to Macrobiotic Miracles Free Conference Call. This is my name is Pia Kushi. This is an open discussion on macrobiotics. Feel free to, all the lines are unmuted. Feel free to speak up if you wish to ask a question or make a comment. And if you would share where you're calling from, and if you would like, you can also say your name. That's up to you. The call is being recorded and will be posted online afterwards. So welcome again, and any questions, any comments? Hello. Hello.
Well, Fia, I'll jump in and ask a question. Then.
Okay, great.
Of the, all of the volumes and volumes of wonderful macrobiotic books and resources are out there. Something that I wish, and maybe there it exists, and I just don't know where to find it. People that I try to convince about at least trying out macrobiotics, you know, I feel like I can appeal to them better if I could explain to them somewhat in layman's terms why something works, like why, you know, what, where, you know, what, you know, when you eat the grains and, you know, like how they are, you know, metabolized your body and, you know, the, you know, the actual, the physical processes that things go through and the vegetables and make them understand. Like I even have no luck in whatsoever convincing my family not to eat fresh fruits and grains and, you know, and about the fermenting of them in your stomach if you, you know, combine them. I just wish that there are was some way that someone would communicate the scientific, but in layman's terms, reasons for a lot of the things we tell people to do, because I think a lot of people are just too brainy. They need to somewhat understand, you know, why something will work, not just that you're telling them that, because it's just like you're just another person telling them another set of things to do, and like, you know, if they. Even if they didn't totally understand it, if they heard an explanation of what happens, they might give more credence to it.
Yes. It's hard. I mean, it is an ongoing issue to figure out how to best communicate it in a way that people understand it, because everybody is different. Everybody's at a different level of, and everybody has different knowledge on where they're coming from. So that's an ongoing challenge to tailor just right so that somebody hears it and understands it. I mean, certainly there's wonderful nutritional explanations that are available online. I mentioned in my introduction to Christina Perella, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They have a lot of information from a nutritional perspective on why plant-based diet, vegan diet, and is beneficial, and you can direct people to that. Christina Perella herself spends all her time basically trying to explain all of these things through her television show, as well as many other people who've actually been on the Macrobiotic Miracle Calls in their own ways. But in terms of macrobiotically speaking, macrobiotics is actually very challenging to explain, because it not only is about diet, it's about a whole way of life and a whole shift in understanding, a whole shift in thinking. Because we're thinking in terms of, well, as the books explain, yin and yang, but another way, a more a philosophical way of understanding that, if you study philosophy, is dialectics. Which is actually a valid way of thinking and philosophy and approach to understanding things. But again, that's not easy for people, unless they're a philosophy major, it's not easy for people to understand. So when we, the best, ultimately, beyond all explanation, I mean, because we could go on and talk about, well, grains have been a main staple of cultures, grains, you know, and so on, and many other reasons and explanations. The best, though, is eventually to have people experiment on themselves and see what the effects are, because really that's where we want, where we ourselves are at, where we want to get people to at, to experiencing the food, experiencing things, and seeing how it affects ourselves. And from that, you know, if we eat a certain way, what does it, how does it affect us? If we eat a little more this way or a little more that way, if we do eat more fruits, if we do eat more raw foods, if we eat more cooked foods, if we eat more grains, if we eat less grains, if we eat more vegetables, if we eat more animal foods, I mean, we're really not restricted to eating. Macrobiotics is not really limited to one set way of eating, but it is all those ways and looking at how it all affects us and understanding all of that. And so when people really, what to me, the goal is not so much that they eat a specific way, but that they get an experience of how food does affect you and how it really impacts your life and how you can change your condition, if it's even from, you know, from a cold or constipation or fever or something like that, very easily by simply adjusting your food. Then maybe they can like see that it might be effective on some larger issues like degenerative diseases, most of which, as everybody, as doctors are concurring, are mostly diet-related. So if people just have their own experience of, oh, yes, if I eat this, this is what happens, and actually feel it in their bodies and can see that, then they will have a much better opening and awareness to what you're talking about. But if you're telling them to eat specifically one set rule of eating, it is hard for them to swallow, because, you know, it's ultimately, macrobiotics is not that either. It is about the whole effect and the experience and people being free to choose what they want to eat. So is that helpful?
Yes.
If do you want to go further and talk more specifics in terms of like the situation you're facing and trying to explain it to, or who like what? The other thing too is I never try to convince anybody. Because to me, macrobiotics is really about talking about what people's dreams are. Ultimately, we are eating food because we want to do something. We want to live. I mean, certainly health is a goal, but health is not the end goal. Health, we only want to get healthy so that we can do something else. And whatever that something else is our dreams and our goals. And that's what we... That's the ultimate goal of why we are careful in what we eat and why we are careful in how we live. And it's that. It's that we want to pursue that. And when our health gets in our way, you know, we want to remove all the roadblocks to really achieving our dreams. That's what it is. And health is a big one. Health is the main thing that stops people from finishing their dreams. And it affects everybody. And the reason is because they're not paying attention to what they're eating and how they're living, and they're not, and they don't know that it is important. So really, if you focus on what do they really want out of life, what are they doing? That's the goal. That's to me, and that's really. Then you don't need to talk about the food specifically. You can just talk about that, and I'm sure as you've gotten better, you're able to do more. You're able to, for example, many of the people who've been on these calls or who I've met who've recovered from very serious illnesses, they all had one of the things that I think really turned them around is that they had a vision and dream of that. They had that they held so strong, and it could have been as simple as, for example, seeing their child get married, or seeing, you know, having seeing the grandparent, seeing the grandchild get born, or something like that. Living long enough for that to happen, and that may have, you know, it may have been 20 years later or something like that. But they were committed, so committed to reverse their illness, and some of these were absolutely terminal. They were so committed that they, with that vision, that they turned around their disease and turned around their health and lived long enough to see that dream happen. So to me, what drives us, the real thing that really drives us in our lives, is our dreams and our passions. And it's the food and the lifestyle that supports all of that. So to me, I would talk to people on that level. I prefer to talk to people on that level. Even though, that's the miracle part of macrobiotics. It's not the healing. The miracle is the dreams and the people's lives. So that's my two cents, I guess. So welcome again. Feel free to ask any questions. Did I help you?
I agree with you. There just sometimes there are some people that I really would like to be able to get through to, and they need to be appealed to on a on different level. You know, everybody, you know, what you get to one person on is different than what you can get to another person with.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe even for my own, you know, knowledge, I would also just maybe like to understand more of the, you know, this more understanding of the chemistry process that goes on within us that makes the wonderful grains and vegetables and sea vegetables and all the things that we know work.
Okay.
if you follow them. But I'd like to understand more of the science, I guess. And for
okay.
some people, I think that would be the hook if you could give them something besides the
right.
Yeah, the esoteric.
I understand. The science is out there, and it is, you can, again, like that.
ECRN? Okay.
The site I mentioned. The other site that is available that is PubMed, PubMed. I think it's
really? PubMed.
PubMed. .gov, I think. PubMed, yes, PubMed.gov, which is the government site for all research from National Health Institutes of Health, National Library of Medicine, U.S. National Institutes of Health website. So all research that happens in the U.S. Gets cataloged there, and you can do a search on anything there. It'll give you an extract. It won't give you the full article because you have to be a member or something. But it'll give you an extract and information enough. So you can type in almost anything, and if there's a research or study on it, it'll be in there.
Okay.
You could type grains or specifically brown rice or something like that. If there's a study on it, it'll go in there. You can even type in macrobiotics as well.
Okay.
My brother is a nutritional research scientist. He works. He was a professor at Columbia University, but switched to become a full-time research scientist for Kaiser Permanente.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to do that because Kaiser has the largest database of medical records in the country. So he's able to pull. He likes to do research. He loves, and he's involved in a lot of diet-related research. He studied epidemiology, which is a relatively new field of study, which is the study of populations and dietary effects in a diet and or disease. Disease and diet and other lifestyle and the study of populations. And through that, there's a lot of new research going on in terms of how populations that have been eating a lot of dairy food have the highest incidence of osteoporosis, whereas countries that don't have have low dairy food intake don't have a low incidence of osteoporosis. And that the evidence is clear on that. Instead of going into the actual chemical analysis of what's going on, that's a broad population-based studies, which show clearly that, okay, well, eating a lot of dairy food in this country has seems to be a correlation to the high incidence of osteoporosis. And that's more in line with the macrobiotics. People think macrobiotics is esoteric. It's actually not. And the problem is the language, the yin and yang, and all of that. But yin and yang is not. Hasn't been a clear explanation of what is yin and yang, other than if you understand it in terms of contraction and expansion, and cause and effect. And teachers have shied away from trying to explain it because it is so very vast and hard to explain. But it's not esoteric at all, in my view. So to me, having a macrobiotic explanation includes, for example, one of the popular macrobiotic explanations. And we say, when I say macrobiotic, I mean looking at it from a larger view. Instead of microbiotic, where microbiology looks at the does a complete analysis and looks at the chemical process and looks at the nutrients and looks at the detail of specifically what goes on, where the molecules go, where the atoms go, etc. That's microbiology. Macrobiology is looking at the whole view, looking at human history in general, the evolution of human history, the development of humans on Earth, development of the human embryology, the effects of climate, the effects of the seasons, the effects of change, the effects of foods on humanity in general. That is macrobiotic study, which there is no real field offered in colleges, but hopefully one day it will be, the study of macrobiotics. It can be, but nobody's really put it together. It's the influence of everything, including how does gravity affect us? How does gravity affect our evolution? How do the motion of the stars and all of that affect us in what ways? How did things happen evolutionary wise? You know, why did we form this way? What was the condition of the planet during that time? What were people eating through the different civilizations and different time periods? The field of macrobiotic study is enormous, and because it's so enormous, it's hard to explain and hard to tell in one sound bite to convince somebody. but it's as real and as scientific as anything else. And it can be explained. It just takes time, and it is macro. It is the large view of things. So when we talk about eating grains, the conclusion that my father and George Asala, his teacher, and we're talking about conclusions based on this large view of life, large evolutionary scale, large planetary scale of what is best for humans. And we're not talking about nutrients, and we're not talking about specifically what goes on in the chemical processes of things. Although we could, as that science develops more and more, nutritional science develops more, it's more and more confirming what we already can see from a macro level. So, to me, even though this yin and yang business sounds very esoteric, to me it's very valid science, and it's very real. And just a totally different approach. Instead of a very microbiological view, it's a macrobiological view. That's how I would explain it to somebody. I'm a strong defender and proponent of macrobiotics as a science. So welcome. Feel free to call. Feel free to ask any questions. The lines are open. Do you have any comment or any thought about that?
Yeah.
Yes?
I just wanted to clarify. On osteopenia, I think that one of my problem or many people's problems might be the overuse of salt. And also is blue-green algae is a supplement. Is that an extreme also?
Yes, it is. I mean,
I think many people are taking blue-green algae for many years. Some people claim it's a good thing.
A little bit is okay, but on a regular basis, I don't think it's a good thing, personally. Blue-green algae, what I've noticed, and again, I'm not coming from a nutritional point of view. I'm coming from a macrobiotic point of view, which is looking at it from a larger cause and effect point of view, is that people, first of all, the blue-green algae grows in fresh water. It's a very yin plant, and it creates a yin effect in the body, which then makes people crave yang things, namely animal foods. So I've noticed that people who have taken blue-green algae who were macrobiotic began craving animal food and eating more animal food, eating meat. But that's the effect of it. I don't think that that's necessarily the best way to go, especially eating it every day. And I know people do eat it every day primarily. I think it's offered as a network marketing opportunity, so they're doing it also for economic reasons. But, you know, you need to not have economic reasons dictate your health. You need to focus on what's best for you. And blue-green algae, I think, as a regular food, is not advisable. I wouldn't advise it. Seaweeds, on the other hand, with its higher mineral content, is a little more balanced and adds more. So seaweed sometimes, seaweed as a smaller component in eating, is beneficial. It doesn't create too much of an expansive factor in the body. And it could cause, the expansive factor. I mean, one of the things about dairy foods is that it also has an expanding factor. And it could cause, as with any expanding factor, which includes sugar, includes alcohol, all of those things could create more acidification, which causes then the body to overcompensate by pulling from the bones to alkalize yourself. So it could cause that kind of thing to happen. I don't know if that's actually happening, but it's possible. When you have a more expansive factor, that then the compensation is to pull from a yang factor into and to compensate, which is your bones. So I would avoid that in general. I don't take blue-green algae myself.
Thank you.
Welcome. This is an open discussion on Macrobiotic Medical Free Conference Calls about macrobiotics. Feel free to ask any questions. The lines are open. if you'd like to introduce yourself, you can introduce where you're coming from. So thanks. Any other questions? Hello? Was that helpful? My explanation about microbiology versus macrobiology.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
My name is Terry, I'm from New Jersey. I'm seeing a microbiotic counselor down in Philadelphia, Denny Waxman.
Great.
And
he's a wonderful counselor.
I have a complicated case of breast cancer.
Okay.
And I guess we hear, I guess I've been to the summer conferences and have
okay.
heard a bunch of like the success stories, and
yeah.
I've listened to some of your macrobiotic miracles and heard some of the success stories, but I'm at a little bit of a turning point,
okay.
and you don't hear much of the cases that perhaps have gone awry or
yeah.
haven't done so well and needed to print direction or
yeah.
that type of thing. And so I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to the length of time people
okay.
have taken to heal. A
right.
serious illness.
Yes.
On the diet and.
Okay.
And when do you seek other interventions and that kind of thing?
Okay, great. So just generally speaking, when people change their eating, and go like. Cold turkey from the standard way of American way of eating, I guess, or modern way of eating, and switch over to eating, primarily a vegetarian diet, maybe with some fish and grain, whole grain based, or if they change over to any type of eating, I mean, you're going to notice differences within the first 10 days, If it's eating well and you're being guided well, or you yourself are choosing your foods well and cooking
mm-hmm.
them properly, then in a period of 3 months, you go through a lot of discharges, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
Your body changes and things, toxins are coming out and things are happening to your body. You might experience, diarrhea, constipation, all these other changes going on. But you'll notice in that by the 3 or 4 months, significant improvement in your health and in the symptoms, if you have symptoms. For cancer, but it varies for everybody because depends on how long they've had the cancer, when they start eating macrobiotics, and what other things are going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, after 2 years, much of their if they stick with eating well,
mm-hmm.
Even if they do chemotherapy and other protocols, if they stick with eating well and they stop like the dairy food and sugar and other things that help promote or are causing the tumors or causing the problems in the first place, if they cut all of those out and eat well, over 2 years, they will generally feel much, much better. If the cancer is caught early enough, they might be cancer-free in remission in 2 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good marker. And it may take longer, but for most people, in 2 years' time, they are in remission. Now, some people think that, now I'm in remission, I can go back to eating the way I was. And some people do that, and the cancer comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes back, because they had been eating so cleanly, And then they start eating meat and hamburgers and dairy foods and all those other things that they felt like they deprived themselves of, and their body is kind of clean of that, then it like sucks it in like a vacuum, and it comes, and the problems come back with a vengeance. And if it comes back around the second time and they've done that, a lot of people can't turn themselves around after that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people that happens with. I've seen that a lot, and even people.
Yeah, well, so, yeah. I guess the reason why I'm asking is that it's not only myself, but I have a friend also who has had a similar experience. She's she has a skin cancer that
right.
she's working with, and both of us we're kind of journeying together. We will be coming up on our 2-year this fall.
Right.
And both of us have seen extreme changes in the health of our body, but
right.
the condition of, her lesion and my breast have not gotten better. Like my breast has actually broken through the skin. There's it's pretty messy right now.
I see.
And so, I guess the question is, is it capable? Is the body really capable of turning something like that around? And can it take 5 years or have you seen?
It can take longer. Depending on how much is in you to get rid of. But certainly I would refer you back to Denny Waxman to keep monitoring and working with him.
Yeah, I'm working pretty closely with him.
Yeah, because he's a great counselor.
I know.
He's helped many people recover completely. So I'm glad that you're with him, and I recommend him highly. Yes, I believe that the body can heal itself, given if it's given the proper tools and given the proper food, because that's what's creating us. You are what you eat, and as long as you have stopped eating all of the other things that have been creating your problem, and are eating things that are helping to get rid of it, then you should be fine. Yes, and you will go through all of that discharges because your body has to get rid of all of those things, whether it's coming out through the skin or coming out through sweat or coming out through your bowel movements or whatever other way. It all has to come out somehow. Again, I refer you to Denny to help you specifically through this time. 2 years, and there, my father also used to say that 7 years, there's a big change at 7 years too.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of our cells in our body, I think this is true. I can't remember, but all of the cells in our body, I think, all completely change after 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our blood, the plasma in our blood. The fluid in our blood changes in 10 days. That's why people recommend it, like a 10-day type of fast or 10-day rice diet or something like that, because it changes the blood plasma, which begins a shift in changing our direction.
Uh-huh.
And then in 3 or 4 months, our blood changes. This blood cells change.
Uh-huh.
We have new blood cells. And then in 7 years, all of our cells have changed by then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the process. But yes, now you may want to talk to Denny. There may be some things that could help you. Maybe you're eating too much, too salty, or maybe you need more salt, or maybe you need more lighter things, or to help you with this process.
Right. Yeah, we have a pretty close relationship right now, and I'm talking to him frequently about my condition.
Okay.
And it's just a, you know, I'm not necessarily looking for guidance on you know, my diet per se,
right.
But just on, you know, I don't see or I haven't heard many people in with my kind of condition, and so it's really trying to see if others that you've seen others that have had similar situations. You've seen people
right.
who have, you know, stuck it out for that 5 or 7 years and have changed,
right.
or you know, I'm looking for those complicated situations that you don't hear about.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. It's hard to say because people, you know, people are shy or reluctant to talk about their issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, you know, we don't hear about them.
Yeah.
Right. But definitely there are people, you know, there's a whole range of people who I've seen who come into Macrobiotics and they come into it like as if it's a pill or medicine. And if it doesn't work, then they go off and try something else and they keep looking for something else that's going to be a magic pill instead of looking at it as a whole life-altering change.
Right.
So there are many of people like that, and obviously those people end up back in the hospital following the protocols and being another statistic in the medical annals,
mm-hmm.
whereas those who really change and, you know, then there are people who change their lifestyle and then but do it temporarily, like I mentioned. And then there are people who do it permanently, and many of those who do it permanently are the ones who do survive. I mean, definitely those are the ones that survive, that are on the calls.
Uh-huh.
It made their change complete, and they've reflected, they've changed their whole life, their whole orientation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's in some cases their marriages and or work and everything, you know, they've
mm-hmm.
done whatever it took.
Right.
And became very selfish. So that's another, and really reflected on what it is. And breast cancer and other cancers themselves, there's no like set standard breast cancers. Even among different breast cancers that are similar, it's all variations of different types of breast cancer. Some people have it in left side, some have right side, some have it upper, some have lower, some the tumors are really hard, some the tumors are very soft, or some are fibrous, or, you know, there's all these different variations which are based on the variations of you and between you and the other person in terms
mm-hmm.
of what you ate, how you lived, your family, what your mother was eating when you were in the womb and how you grew up, all those different variations, like some, maybe you ate a lot of chocolate that plus certain cheeses and somebody else ate different types of cheeses and other sweets and so it comes out in different ways. So, but basically it's all cancer, other diseases are primarily dietary related. Including when your mother, when you're in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is what they call genetics or family history. It's really
mm-hmm.
not family history. It's what your mother has been eating and feeding you before you were born.
Right.
So, so yeah, just hang in there, and I think follow Denny's advice, and you know, you'll. I think it sounds like you're doing well.
Yeah, he's a great counselor.
Uh huh.
Can I contribute something to you?
Sure.
Hi, this is Gretchen, and
yes,
I love to read. I have, you know, I've been, you know, have a lot of books on macrobiotics. And,
could you speak up a little bit?
I feel really in people relating their stories,
yes.
They tell you what's been going on and some of the struggles that they went through. And
yes.
I just pulled a few out just from my shelves right now, and I can just you know, you might find that their ongoing stories or the struggle that they went through might help you, and the uplifting parts of their stories, you know, will help you keep going through. And one of those, Sunai Suzuki, and her it's actually a cookbook, but it's she goes through her story, and it's called Love Sanae, S-A-N-A-E. And another one, this is Elaine Nussbaum, has written a book, Recovery from Cancer, and it's the remarkable story of one woman's struggle with cancer. And another one, Milenka Nina Dobik, wrote My Beautiful Life, and that's how microbiotics brought me from cancer to radiant health. And then Ginat, G-I-N-A-T, Rice, has put together a compendium of 40 macrobiotic accounts of cancer and illness called Food, Faith, and Healing. And that's a spiral-bound book that you might have to get from them. I think their website is Rice House. And then here's one by Meg Wolf, W-O-L-F-F, Becoming Whole, The Story of My Complete Recovery from Breast Cancer. And another one called Unexpected Recoveries by Tom Monte, M-O-N-T-E, who also co-authored with the Meg Wolf book. But in general, there are so many. I think I have about, I don't know, maybe 150 books on macrobiotics and general nutrition and health, and I don't read any of them from cover to cover, but I sort of peruse them all, you know, here and there, and use cookbooks, and just like listening to these accounts on these conference calls, something strikes out at you that you needed to hear or that helps you keep moving into what you're doing. And maybe some of those accounts will, and there are other books, that's not certainly all the books that are out there that talk about people's struggles and their recoveries, but that might help you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Would you mind putting those on a comment on the website so I can...
Sure.
You went through them fast and I wasn't able to write them down.
Well, you know, you can also go back onto the archives of his website and listen to these conference calls again. But I'll find out a way to either send the names of those particular ones that maybe Thea can add any that he knows. But I think that, there's just something, and attending conferences and going to things where you're around like-minded people, and something that I don't really quite understand the science of, but intuitively, this camp that I go to on the West Coast, and I'm living in the center of the country rather than East Coast or West Coast, getting my start at the Akushi Institute, having 100 and some people on the same vibrational level that you are, the same gentle level of thinking where you really, I hate to use the word slowed down because that sounds impaired in some way, when it's actually, to my mind, you are able to get more from what's there when you simplify things and slow things down. So it actually seems more intelligent to me than slow. But, if you surround yourself with a community of people that are thinking about things that you are, and you could even start like a little, I'm sure there are a lot of your friends that are really there for you in your struggle, and say, would any of you be interested in doing potluck dinners with me once a month? And we'll all make some component of a macrobiotic meal, and you might find that to be very supportive of your ongoing thing, and might convince some of them to do something different. So could have lots of good benefits, but I think it's really important to have, lots of things that keep you encouraged to do what you intuitively know is what needs to be done.
Right. Well, thank you.
And and mainly just keep working very closely with your counselor, and Denny is a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thanks for that. Yes, feel free to add that comment on my website on the page of this talk. As well, I will put together a list of books, including the ones that you mentioned. I will add a page on my website, books or resources or something like that, list all of these recovery story books that you mentioned. We're just about out of time. That went fast. So if anybody have any last question, comment, anything?
I have a comment. My name is Almeta Pace from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I've been away for a while, but I'm glad to be back, and I enjoyed the little I heard.
Oh,
I am a musician, and I play for churches, and sometimes I'm a little late, but I'm always trying to learn more. Keep up the good work, and God bless all of you all.
Well, thank you. Actually, that reminds me, I did want to explore something with people, and that is I'm thinking of conducting on another evening, perhaps Wednesday evening, like an ongoing class, an open free conference call class on macrobiomics, where people would call in just like the Monday evening session, but maybe on a Wednesday evening it will be a class. So then we just talk about classes. Maybe I have information that you could look at on the website that might pertain to that class. But I'm thinking of just having this ongoing free talk class every Wednesday. I will let people know when that happens. But thanks for mentioning that. And then, meanwhile, we'll continue to have the Monday and Sunday calls with special guests ongoingly, sometimes taking a break, but ongoingly on Mondays and Sundays. Monday evenings, 9 to 10 p.m., and Sunday afternoons. And the reason for the Sunday afternoons is so that we can get callers from Europe and guests from Europe, as we did the last time. We had a guest from call-in from Turkey, which was wonderful. And tomorrow night we're going to have Christina Perello, who is the Emmy host of the Emmy Award-winning show Christina Cooks. And she will talk about her recovery from terminal leukemia. So join us for that tomorrow evening. And thank you, everyone. Feel free to comment. Feel free to send me an email if you have any more questions, or join me on Facebook. My email is phiyak@gmail.com, or on Facebook, just look up Phiya, Phiya. I usually also make the announcements of these calls on Facebook. So feel free to contact me and visit the website as well. You can also subscribe to the website and get updates through there too. So the website is, I'm also evolving and growing over time and adding to it. So keep checking that for new things. Okay, well, thank you everybody for joining, and I hope you I hope this was helpful, and have a great afternoon.
One quick question, Phiya.
Yeah.
Your Wednesday night calls, will they be sort of like the Cushy Summer Institute or Georgia South type, you know, lecturing with people, you know, giving a class? Or
Haven't decided yet. I'm thinking maybe doing one series of Wednesdays. Let's say Wednesdays, just the one ongoing series with myself. And just myself, and maybe then a Thursday series with teachers. Now, the Thursday if I do a Thursday series with teachers, that might come with a little fee, like $5 or something like that.
That would be, you know, very fair. I mean, you're getting a lot for that fee, and
right.
It would be certainly a way to allow the people who've dedicated their lives to macrobiotics. And counseling to, you know, to derive, you know, some income deservedly for their contributions.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. So that's actually what I'm planning. Yeah, I mean, you kind of went ahead, and so I was thinking about that in the future. So I was going to go step by step, first a free class, and then offer these guest teachers on another evening. So I'll let you know when that comes through or when we start. Maybe in September we'll begin those.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.